Yeah, thank you to Harley having a spinal ease, and thank you to Mate Internet and Mobile, award-winning Aussie Service mobile plans from just $20, award-winning Aussie Service NBN from just $59. Look, it's time for our 5-to-1 greatest New South Wales Origin players. But hang on a second, as I said before, no Andrew Johns and no Brad Fittler allowed.
Oh no!
Before we get onto this, Brandy,
yes,
I believe you've out of the blue sheds some information about Nathan Hindmarsh.
Hindy. Great to see him up in Townsville too. And there was a couple of other legends with him. Yep. Beaver was there.
Yep.
Steve Menzies. Craig Wing was also up there. Now, on the Blues ball of the previous Monday, Nathan was up part of a panel that included Brent Finch,
yep.
Who was very funny at
yep.
times. Very funny, actually. Hilarious
yep.
at times.
Yes. It's always that fine line, isn't it?
And quite often on the Monday night, the conversation was just starting to head off track, but he pulled it back together.
Good.
He delivered.
Good.
It was very good.
Yep.
Hindy was part of that panel, and I love it when Hindy talks rugby league serious.
Yeah.
When he gets really serious.
Yep. He actually starts to shrink. He actually tries. Super Saturday, I had him on originally, he'd start to talk seriously, and then he'd start to sort of curl himself into a ball, just almost trying to hide.
So why? What does that mean?
I would say he's, for a man who played 300 games, it's amazing that he knows so little about football.
Well, he doesn't watch it either.
He doesn't watch it.
But anyway, up on stage, he said, now, I don't know whether he's trying to crack a funny or whether he's serious. He said, my commentating mentor is Brandy, you know, and I listen to what I'm thinking.
What? Anyway, don't blame me for it.
What? So all of a sudden, I've been roped into what he's saying up on stage. Anyway, he was up at the game. He came in after the sheds, and everyone's like, as you can imagine, can you believe what's
Player
just happened?
Player 9.
And so I thought, well, because I'm Nathan's mentor,
about that young fella?
I just threw out to him. I just said, well, what about that? And he then started to pull the game apart. But he was very negative.
Mate, that's what Fletch goes. When he gets to his negative, Fletch goes, Panda. And Panda V's listening to how negative he goes. Mate.
And I said, Nathan, we scored 8 tries. It was 50. And he went,
Mate, what about he was
it
up
was
there?
It was hilarious. He's very funny.
They said, Fletch goes, what about our man Hindy? Well, he's standing there. He said, Hindy was, tucking into the champagne. And I said, well, champagne is the taste of victory. He said it was pregame. boys, our 5-to-1. Let's do our number 5. I've gone to Steve Mortimer. And look, there are people who contributed more in a long period of time. But, you know, Turvey, his leadership, which ended Queensland's total dominance in the mid-80s, first winning Blues captain, and just that iconic image. If there is an image which typifies New South Wales, iconic, that's the one.
That's the one. I've got him as my 5 as well. He drew a line in the sand. You know, that was the moment New South Wales got serious about Origin. There's a great story. I think so. They lost in '84, and that was it. He was devastated by that result. And when they were going up Caxton Street, that's when he asked for the bus to go down Caxton Street, and that's when he was saying, "Look at these blokes. They hate us. They want to kill us." Apparently Benny Elias was on debut in the back seat going, oh, what am I doing here?
Mm.
But that was the line in the sand, that series.
He's such a great guy. It's hard to imagine Turvey doing that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway.
Benny.
My 5's Benny.
Yeah, well.
I thought, you know, Benny changed the way dummy halves played, and I thought he was through that time of New South Wales dominance in the early 90s, he was very good.
My number 4, and this was a big toss-up between Benny and Denny Medeiros. I've gone Bedsy. It was an era of dominance. Bedsy, just that relentless energy and desire. His combination with Joey, one of the Blues' greatest combinations. But my image of Bedsy, and I think it was 2004, they're playing at Suncorp Stadium, and Joey kicks off, bang, knocks it up, it's high kick.
Shane Webke.
Shane Webke catches it.
In goal.
In goal at the post. And simultaneously, Bedsy hits him on contact.
He hit him before he got out of the in goal.
Yes.
He took a step forward, no more than a step. And I remember that was the most amazing start of an Origin game I've ever seen, because the collision was enormous.
Yep.
Like, and Bedsy flew backwards.
Yes.
Like, because Webke's a big man. But the start of that game.
Webby said he didn't even see him coming.
No.
It didn't seem just hit him.
Bedsy was all over him. Yeah. Bedsy's my four.
Yep. Oh, yep. Okay.
Yeah.
Same.
Yeah,
he's my four as well.
Harumph.
Yeah, good.
Harumph. My number three, I've gone Bradley Clyde.
We're ending this.
I'm sorry. Mate, Bradley Clyde, and have a discussion with Bradley Clyde. You just, when he first hit the scene, and then, you know, he had those knee injuries there for a little bit. But, mate, Bradley Clyde, whenever there's discussions about the greatest forwards of all time and people who are, you know, should be nominated as possibly being immortals, he never gets a mention. He was phenomenal. He was the first of the – I likened it. I spoke to my young Blake Cooper and I said – because he's heard a lot about Bradley Clyde but, you know, hadn't seen anything really. And I said he was almost like our first Tom Malolo. Mm. Different body type. Slightly different, but just that relentless work ethic.
Relentless, didn't stop.
Yeah.
Big
it's funny, he does history sort of forgets him a little bit, doesn't
it? Size and athletic. Mm. Yep, it does.
It does.
I went with Lazo at three.
Oh, yeah.
Lazo, I debuted that year with Lazo in 89, and Lazo went on to be, I thought, the best front rower New South Wales have had.
Arguably best front rower of all time.
Correct.
Yes. Yep. There's been no better winner.
No.
Certainly.
No.
And he was
a great Origin player.
But I'll tell you what, the worst roommate that anyone could ever have. We used to joke on the drive down to Newcastle, we'd all joke and go, mate,
wonder who gets
imagine
Lazo.
If you get Lazo. Fletch said that Rico got Lazo, and he said Lazo probably said two words to him the whole week.
So Lazo is my number three.
My number two is Laurie Daly. And I go to Laurie Daly. Like, I remember Chiefs talking about Laurie Daly, and just they played a game in 94. They were under the gun and Laurie just pulled out this amazing try. And I said, what about that? And he said, mate, he's the best player I've ever played with, which is kind of insulting because I was playing him as
who
well.
Who said that? Sorry.
Chief.
Yeah, okay.
And I said, why? And he said, mate, he's such a great leader. And he said, whenever you need something – he just finds it.
Yep.
So was that the try where the famous try where he steps about eight times?
That's
and
it.
Gets over.
Yes.
So I remember when he became coach of New South Wales, and Ricky Stewart said a really telling quote. He said, a lot of us played Origin football. Laurie Daly owned it.
Mm.
Well, that was a pretty telling.
What at the time?
That's good.
What at the 96 series? Right, a little image of Laurie as well, where it was the coming together of the ARL Super League. Freddie got picked in six. Joey was in seven. Laurie was left centre.
Mm.
So early in the game, Andrew G takes a hit up from the tap and Laurie hits him from side on.
Yep.
And just honestly, like just nearly Leveled drives him to China.
Yep.
Hits him that hard.
Mm. I went Brett Kenny as my second.
Mm.
Bert was a legend. And recently inducted into the New South Wales Hall of Fame along with Lazo. And Bert said something that I ended up passing on to the players later in the week about when Bert got up and spoke about Origin and what it meant to him and that. In one of his comments, and it sounded like a throwaway line, but it just meant so much. He said, we just went out there and did our job. It was so important to do our job. Like and that sort of resonated with the players. Go out and do your job. Do whatever you bring to the table. Make sure you deliver it.
Wally Lewis says, Brandy, that when they used to name the New South Wales side, they would go away and laugh and go, mate, they haven't named Kenny at 5'8"
again.
I know.
Yeah.
They just kept getting it wrong.
Mm.
Well, in that watershed, 85 series, remember, so the one that's game two in the series at the SCG, and the last try that sort of seals the deal. Remember, I've looked at this for books I've written, where Bert gets it and then he just sat sort of one-handed, just sort of rubber ankles and he steps around Wally, who'd had an unbelievable game and to score it, and that just, you know, that sums him up.
We spoke about Latrell, the TV not doing Latrell justice as far as size. It's the same with Bert. Because Bert's sort of that athletic, sort of slim. When you actually stand with Bert, he is a big man.
Oh, yeah.
Really big guy.
Yeah, yeah. No, he was the best.
Well, he's my number one.
He really was.
Yeah, he's my number one, Brett Kenny. And if you even if you do throw Joey and Freddie in, there's an argument
Well, where does Bert sit amongst
that's
those
right.
two?
Yeah, yep. Well, he's in the top three, so you'd have, obviously, because I've only got one, but there'd be people saying, you know, Freddie, Joey, Bert. A lot of people would have Bert number one.
Yeah.
I had Laurie.
I had Laurie.
Yep.
And I got to play with Laurie a couple of times on tour in 90, but I then played with Laurie in the 1997 Tri-Series Origin. Well,
you were the man of the match in that
Super League Origin. And I remember walking off the field thinking, my God, what a player he is. Like, I just, you know, having not played with him for 7 years, played against him, but having not been with him, and you get a different appreciation when you play with someone as to playing against them. Mm. And I left the field that night thinking, is he the best player I've ever played with? He might be. So I had Laurie, who was great skipper, tough, talented.
Have you ever seen a bigger transformation from someone on the field to off it? As far as on the field, just don't even think. Just go a million miles an hour, brutal, physical. Mm. Off the field, one of the nicest men.
Yeah, that's right.
You would ever meet.
No, he's a great competitor.
Yeah.
So once he crossed the line, was
what a head.
He was
of
a
hair.
Different person.
What a head of hair too.
Is it real?
I don't know. I think I saw it on Let's Elope in the Melbourne Cup. But anyway, we'll take a break, and I'll tell you what we've got coming up after Album of the Week. A little bit later, we're going to be joined by Gus Warland. He was an old partner with me on the grill team. He's going to talk about Gotcha for Life, and we're going to bleed Gus for his top five movies of all time. Stick around, people, and listen to his bad taste.